There is a lot of tension and uncertainty in the air, and we get it. Our nation is divided, and you can see that anywhere you look. But at the same time, there's a lot connecting us. And each week, we've been hearing that from you. We've been learning what it is to be part of this country, for better or worse.
Richard Blanco has thought a lot about this. He's a renowned poet, the son of Cuban exiles, raised here in Miami, where I live. Growing up, he says, it was those American ballads we all know that fueled his early, and as he says, innocent ideas of what it is to be part of this nation, an idea that's evolved over time.
What does it mean to be an American? I think that very question is exactly the answer as well. That very fact that we're struggling to figure out what being an American means, how to live up to what our nation's motto sets forth. Out of the many, one. America the beautiful, again. How I sang, oh beautiful, like a psalm at church with my mother, her Cuban accent scaling up every vowel, oh beautiful, yet in perfect pitch, delicate and tuned to the radiant beams of stained glass light. How she taught me to fix my eyes on the crucifix as we sang our thanks to our Savior for this country that saved us. Our voices, hymns as passionate as the organ piping towards the very heavens. How I sang, for spacious skies, closer to those skies, while perched on my father's sun-beat shoulders, towering above our first 4th of July parade. How the timbre through our bodies mingled, breathing, singing as one with the brass notes of the marching band, playing the only song he ever learned in English. How I dared sing it at assembly with my teenage voice cracking for amber waves of grain that I'd never seen, nor the purple mountain majesties, but could imagine them in each verse rising from my gut. Every exclamation of praise I belted out until my throat hurt, America, and again, America. How I began to read Nietzsche and doubt God, but still wished for God to shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood. How I still want to sing, despite all the truth of our wars and our gunshots ringing louder than our school bells, our politicians smiling lies at the mic, the deadlock of our divided voices shouting over each other instead of singing together. How I want to sing again. Beautiful or not, just to be in harmony from sea to shining sea with the only country I know enough to know how to sing for.
En un país normal, la normal es transformar, cooperar.
That was poet Richard Blanco reading his poem, America the Beautiful, again.
Volem ser anormal.